your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2019.
No matter what you need to be healthy, excellence is ready for you at Rush. You'll find us across the city and suburbs at more than 30 locations, including Rush hospitals in Aurora, Chicago, and Oak Park. In the western suburbs, you can walk right in without an appointment at 6 Rush convenient care locations. Stunning outpatient facilities in Oak Brook, the South Loop, and River North offer same-day appointments, specialty medicine, imaging tests, and convenient lab work. And with new online doctor visits, you can access Rush from practically anywhere. With care like this in the city, suburbs, and online, there are more reasons than ever to choose excellence. And at Rush, excellence is just the beginning. Learn more at ChooseRush.org. That's ChooseRush.org.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walgreens.
I've had a head cold for a week. The congestion's so bad I could barely speak. But with Sudafed head congestion and pain, I could finally breathe free and clear again. Try Sudafed head congestion and pain for powerful congestion and cold relief. Use only as directed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Go three wide to the right and send Ware over in that direction. Meanwhile, Mahomes is going to go the other way. He's going to keep it. He's going to take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Chiefs. Boy, oh boy, we are a long way from October 17th when he's lying on the ground in Denver and it looks like the season is over to running in for a touchdown here at the end of December.
Just feels like Andy Reid's in control of this one, doesn't it? Like he just kind of has a handle on what the Bears are trying to do to him. He understands his defense is playing well. He's sort of playing methodically because they're playing safe.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, he's a great player, and I think his scrambling ability, I think it's underrated. And we just got to do. There's times that we had him, and he just kind of and he got away. So I mean, we got to do a better job in coverage, and we got to do a better job of rushing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That, of course, is the voice of Prince Mukamara. You heard one of the plays from the game last night, and you heard Chris Collinsworth telling you that Andy Reid is in charge. In case you didn't notice. From the score of the game,
yeah,
which was a real indicator.
You know what else helps you take charge of football games? When you have a quarterback that can do it all and is playing at the level that Patrick Mahomes is playing at.
Prince knows.
And that kind of confidence is difficult to coach, and you can't really anticipate, but it's natural, and he's earned it, and he plays that way. He plays with such freedom. He has fun. He's fearless. And I said it earlier in the show, but I think that, you know, if you, as a Cubs fan, love everything about Javi Baez and the way that he plays baseball, this is what Javi Baez would look like if he were a quarterback in the NFL. That's the kind of comparison, because he plays with such joy and he plays so well. It's not just a guy having fun. It's a guy having success and a guy hurting you in ways that other quarterbacks or other people at his position just can't hurt you.
Yeah, I would agree with all that. I think that you can't help but study the dichotomy between what they have and what you don't.
Right.
And how they got it and how you didn't. And I think that is really one of the big storylines. Look, I mean, I could have cared less about Snagalicious and Snaggy and all the
and the tree
stuff. It just doesn't do
everything that sprouted from the Andy Reid coaching tree.
None of that works for me. I mean, you know, let me tell you something. Are we really giving Andy Reid credit for the special teams guy that got a job and won a Super Bowl, or the offensive guy's great. The defensive guys, I don't see that either. Andy Reid is, it's okay. You got one guy. You got the guy in Philadelphia, and I think that's it. And the rest of it is just.
I'll say Doug Peterson probably benefited from being on Andy Reid's staff as long as he was.
And that's Andy Reid's tree.
I chuckle.
And Matt Nagy is Andy Reid's tree.
Yeah.
Chico is not Andy Reid's tree.
He's a defensive guy.
Exactly.
He's
same with
Jim Johnson and Buddy Ryan more than Andy Reid.
John Harbaugh is not
Andy
Reid's tree.
That makes me chuckle more than anything. It's John Harbaugh's been in Baltimore for 12 years.
Is John Gruden Andy Reid's tree?
No.
No.
No. They were on the same staff under Mike Holmgren.
Thank you.
Is it Gruden a bigger tree than Andy Reid?
Well, I think Holmgren's a pretty big tree.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he's the giant oak,
including yeah. Andy Reid. But I mean, does Holmgren go back? To
I don't know.
The white haired wizard.
All
is
this
that,
talk
is this
of
all
trees.
Part of the Steve Walsh.
I can't
Steve
see the
Walsh.
Forest.
Bill Walsh tree.
Bill Walsh.
Then we got to go from Bill Walsh to where?
We got to go back to the Browns.
Paul Brown, right?
Paul Brown. Yeah, so. Back to Cincinnati.
I'm just saying. I mean, where does it stop?
You know what's amazing is. I don't know if anybody ever had a chance to talk to Bill Walsh, and he was a lovely guy. But Bill Walsh, he coached at Stanford. He was not a Stanford man. I think Bill Walsh might have been Fresno State. I mean, when you talk to Bill Walsh.
San Jose State, maybe?
San Jose State, wherever
possibly.
He was from.
It
was like he was not. I mean, he was great at football and really understood it and really handled things well and carried himself well. But. You know, a lot of those ideas started with Paul Brown. In fact, pretty much the NFL, Paul Brown was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fortunate enough to take some of those principles and turn them into the West Coast offense and have a lot of people that, you know, bowed before him because of that. But, I mean, he was a football guy. He was like a guy that was, you know, he was – less the genius and more the grinder than people imagine.
Well, Bill Walsh did go to San Jose State, and that's where a lot of this stuff emanates. And I believe that if you're looking at here in Chicago, at this point in time, you know, now if you're Matt Nagy, no matter what tree or branch you fell off of, I think it's all about problem solving and addressing you know, the situation now. And how
and
do
the Bears, seem to be hitting each one on the way down.
They do. I mean, it's ugly. And it's a crisis situation now. You're entering an off season in crisis mode because this season went terribly wrong, and you could end up 7-9. You could end up 8-8. The bottom line is that no matter what the record says, you're out of the playoffs, and you entered the season telling everybody who would listen that you were a Super Bowl contender. You didn't handle success terribly well. You're a young head coach. You've got to learn from your mistakes. How do you do that? How do you address the coaching deficit? That was obvious this year. And how do you address the personnel deficit, which, you know, surfaced, you know, to much to your surprise, it seems. Because I don't think that if the Bears were honest with themselves, maybe they thought this was possible, that Mitch would take a step backward. But I don't know. Did anybody in the building see this coming? The lack of progress at the most important position.
312-644-6767. It's always a joy to talk to Sonny about these things. Sonny is in Round Lake. Good morning, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, good morning, Molly Hawk. Man, I like to talk about the Mitch Trubisky. Let me tell you one thing about the Mitch. He's disgusting. He's a joke of that position. He's not an NFL kind of product that we like to see. Ryan made a mistake. And why? Because three reasons. Number one. Mitch IQ is zero. He's not able to see any blitz package. Number two, open receiver. He's not seeing any open receiver in not yesterday's game. If you look at the last 2.5 years, he's not his accuracy. Look at the spiral of his ball in the replay. He's not the NFL kind of quarterback. And our offensive coaching is a joke too. That's all I have to say, guys.
Sonny, you're the best. Thanks, buddy.
Sonny.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's interesting.
Look
at
the Cutler.
Yeah, Mitch's accuracy or inaccuracy was on display most, I guess, noticeably last night on the one he overthrew Allen Robinson. That was just, you got to make that play. You make that play, maybe things go a little differently. I doubt it, but you got to make that play.
Cassandra's on the south side. Morning, Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra.
Good morning, guys. I've never been so disgusted in my life. This pony and monkey show and the Three Stooges, the pace needs to go. He cannot evaluate talent, guys. Anthony in the bus. Kevin White, a bus. It's just disgusting.
Yeah. And you post up Mahomes and Watson for this joke to Vincent. You cannot teach what this kid needs to know. He needs to go. This is just so disgusting. And I just want Zach Saban. Is Zach Saban still there this morning?
He's somewhere in the building, but he's not in front of us. Yeah, he's here.
We'll tell him.
We'll tell Zach. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, when you have really high draft picks, Kevin White, that you got to hit. When you have really high draft picks, Mitchell Trubisky, you got to hit. I mean, look at the number of those picks. Leonard Floyd, that's a very high draft pick. You traded up into the top 10 to select the guy, right?
Yeah, the shortcomings of Leonard Floyd and Roquan Smith to a lesser degree aren't as great as a combination of Kevin White and Mitch Trubisky. You know, I think those are the two that really come back and bite you if you're Ryan Pace.
Let's try Lottie. Lottie's in Jefferson Park. Morning, Lottie.
Hey, Lottie.
I, too, would be a confident, wonderful, brilliant quarterback if I had Tom Thayer, Jim Colbert, Olin Kreutz, Mr. Moorhead on the end in front of me. I could do anything. I could walk on a cane or a stroller and probably get into an end zone. But we don't have that kind of line because Mr. Pace cannot tell talent. He cannot pick good people to be on an offensive line. Number two, if I had my free agency up this year, would I want to stay here and play for these two coaches? The defense at the fourth game had about four turnovers. The year before, when everybody was healthy, up right. until the fourth game, they had about 12. Now, as of today, they have had only 9 all season, and they had 28 or 29 last year. It is not the same. They were so spectacular that even when they're not doing takeaways, they're still a good defense. But they're being miscoached just like the offense is being miscoached because Mr. Pace cannot tell coaches or linemen.
Thanks, Lottie.
I don't agree with the defensive being miscoached or coached poorly.
I think turnovers, the ball is oblong and sometimes it bounces to you and sometimes it bounces away. And this year, and this is really one of the big concerns coming into the season. It's very difficult to kind of pull that off a couple of years running. And you saw a great play and a great example of it with Mack when he had a sack and he came around and he tried to hit the ball and it didn't come out, and then he grabbed at it, and it didn't come out. Last year, that thing
that ball was bouncing around
and it was into someone's arms. Touchdown.
Yeah, you can't count on takeaways. That's right. Can coach the emphasis on takeaways. Lovie Smith certainly did, and you saw the results. But a lot of that does come down to, in hockey they call it puck luck. You have to have the breaks go your way. This year they certainly haven't for the Bears defense.
Nick's and Niles. Let's squeeze Nick in. Hey, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Just want to make a point that I think Pace fell in love with Nagy as he did with Mitch, and I think we need to really blow it up. I don't see this getting any better next year. I think it's going to be more of the same. Fangio was really the coach of the year last year, and that's really all I got to say, guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Here's the thing, and this is we're getting these calls a week early because next week this is what everyone's going to be talking about. Is when you start talking about how to fix it, they're going to be going after the general manager, right? Because there have been serious problems and misevaluations and all the rest of it, starting with the quarterback. Next, they're going after the play caller because he did not really worry about trying to develop the quarterback.
He's the head coach.
He worried about developing. Well, he's really the play caller. Is he the head coach?
I say offensive coordinator then.
Okay. All right. Whatever he is.
Play caller.
He doesn't seem like the head coach to me. Does he seem like the head coach to you?
Well, he's going to stay as head coach, but is he going to stay as play caller?
I'm not arguing.
That's going to be the question.
Well,
okay.
He ought to fire himself if he's doing a sober recount.
I don't disagree with that. So then, and then third, Mitch?
And then
the quarterback?
Well, I mean,
in that order?
It's the Trinity, so do you want to go after the Holy Ghost or do you want to go right to the Son? I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting order that you name them because Pace, Nagy, Trubisky, if that is the order that you think fans will respond to after the season wanting to have some accountability, I think in reverse order is the way that it's going to happen.
Oh,
because
no question
about
it.
The quarterback is always the easiest to replace,
yes.
Or at least it is in this scenario.
Right. But, I mean, they're going to get nothing for him. They're not going to replace him. They're going to bring him back next year. He's not going anywhere. They're going to bring this guy back next year, and they're going to hopefully have competition. And as we talked about, the level of that competition will depend on how they end up this season and what the feeling is. And, you know, I mean, at Hallis Hall, they listen to the fan base because they're worried about people finding out what they know and what they don't know. So you get beaten by Green Bay the way they were beaten at Green Bay, that catches the McCaskies, right? When you go to a game like yesterday and you hear the Boo Birds, they're aware of that because they have to use their name when they're looking to get a dinner reservation. And that can be ugly when things go wrong. And frankly, last year looks like an aberration right now.
So based on everything, I think you could probably safely assume Mitch Trubisky will be on the roster in 2020, but I don't think you can guarantee that he will be in the huddle.
I think we need to talk about that more because...
But I think it's a long off season.
But
and it's just
begun.
We'll
talk about it a lot. But I want to see not what the options are, but what the option they choose is. And it will tell you immediately whether it's him or not.
Good point.
We're going to do a little conversation, conversating. I believe that was a word made up by Lemuel Stinson years and years ago. We're going to have to
conversate
on all that. Right. We'll bring in Connor McKnight, and I believe Arthur Arkish is in with Connor, and we can talk a little bit to those guys. We'll do that next. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Hey, I'm thinking about trading in my car for a new one.
Oh, I got a guy.
I need a new car.
Oh, I got a guy.
I think I need a bigger car.
I got a guy.
You've got a friend in the business at Continental Motors with 8 locations in Countryside, Hodgkins, Hinsdale, and Naperville or at continentalmotors.com.
Hi, welcome to Metro.
Hey, my daughter here bet me that if we switch to Metro, we can get 2 phones and a tablet for free.
Actually, I said when we switch to Metro, we get 2 awesome phones and a brand new tablet for free.
So what do you say to that?
I'd say she's right.
Thank you.
Unwrap 2 phones and a tablet for free, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Tablet free after rebate redemption. Requires 2 voice lines on $60 base rate plan. Limit 1 tablet offer and 4 phone offers per account. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories, presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, December 30th, Allstate Arena. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
This is it. Put up or shut up time. The big games are on the line, and there's only one place to go. Bet Indiana News. Around the state and across the country, get all the favorites, underdogs, smart money, and more. It's College Bowl season, and nobody's in the know like Bet Indiana News. So keep your eye on the action. Get all the info, all on one site. Go to BetIndianaNews.com today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. The holidays truly are a magical time of the year, but unfortunately for so many of our service members, they have to spend that time away from their families. We understand the sacrifices that our military makes, and that's why we created the Hero Loan. Mortgage interest rates are near their all-time lows, and we're currently locking 30-year fixes in the low 3s. Find out how much money you can save with our 5-minute loan approval only available at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Connor McKnight here. Christmas is almost here, and that means Christmas Day basketball is almost here. If you're excited as I am, and that would be tough, but I bet you'd get close. It's wall-to-wall hoops. That means you want to celebrate the season with me on FanDuel Sportsbook. That's because this Christmas, FanDuel is getting into the giving spirit with a $50 free bet for all new users. You heard that right. You can start betting on the house with no deposit required. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook with the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, to get your free $50 bet. It's a terrific Christmas Day slate. You've got Boston and Toronto to open up. your day. Can't wait for Milwaukee and Philadelphia, too. And then in the evening, man, LA and LA, that's a matchup I can't wait to put a couple of dollars on. This free $50 bet is only available for a limited time, so don't wait to get your piece of the action. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app on iOS or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to sign up with the promo code Connor to get your free $50 bet. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Connor. 21 or over, present in Indiana. Free bet issued is non-withdrawable site credit and expires 7 days after receipt. $10 minimum deposit required to withdraw any winnings. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Guys, if you're looking for a more fulfilling life, more energy, you'll love the folks at New Mayo Medical Center. Not only are they the originators in the field of sexual health procedures, their confidential